Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do some quick little podcast episodes for you all. So, let's begin. Now, I found out about this drama 2 days ago because I was bored at work and sometimes I like to go on a news feed. And I saw that Netflix was getting sued, which, you know, Netflix gets sued at least twice a year. So I was like, okay, what are people suing Netflix for now? So this Egyptian lawyer is suing Netflix because Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, has a docuseries on Netflix called African Queens. And this is the second season. The first season covered, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she was queen of a sub-Saharan African group. I forgot her, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I watched and it was very interesting. The second season talks about Cleopatra, and this Egyptian lawyer is suing Netflix because Cleopatra is portrayed as a black woman. And if you watch the trailer, you know, it's a lot of Afrocentrism in it. That's his words, not mine. So before we go any further, I'm going to play the trailer for you all, and then I'm gonna give my thoughts and just read some statements from the lawyer as well as comments online and give my opinion about how this will all end. So this is the trailer. Again, this is coming from YouTube under the Netflix YouTube account.
There was a time long ago when women ruled with unparalleled power as warriors, queens, mothers of nations. And there is none among them more iconic than Cleopatra.
I would die for Egypt. What would you die for?
I am Isis. I am a god.
As long as she's alive, she is the pharaoh.
My father's will names me co-ruler of Egypt.
Julius Caesar is aware that Cleopatra is one of the best educated women in the Mediterranean.
He wants to be king to Cleopatra's queen.
There is no future without the past.
She was using these relationships with Mark Antony to protect herself and her country.
There is no Rome without Egypt.
Cleopatra was trying to save the country that she loved from destruction.
I did what I had to do to protect what is mine.
This is a woman exercising power.
Cleopatra was a Ptolemaic ruler.
The very first Ptolemy is a general of Alexander the Great.
It's possible that she was an Egyptian.
I imagine her to have curly hair like me and a similar skin color.
I remember my grandmother saying to me, I don't care what they tell you in school, Cleopatra was black.
She has become an icon.
I am a god, queen of kings.
Her story resonates with every woman.
So that's the trailer. And if you go under Netflix account on YouTube and look at the trailer for this, even though YouTube took off the dislike button, apparently there's a way you can get around it. I mean, you can still click a dislike, it just won't show you the button. But this video has way more dislikes than likes. It got so bad that Netflix actually discontinued the comments. You can no longer comment on this video. And from the reaction that I'm seeing is a lot of people are not happy with this. And yes, it is because Cleopatra is portrayed as a brown-skinned, medium brown woman. And again, you know, some of the stuff said in this trailer is historically inaccurate. Now, as someone who has researched Egypt and I've seen so many documentaries on Cleopatra, you know, even though I'm black myself and a good portion of my ancestry comes from Africa, I will admit there's a lot of stuff that was said in this trailer for this documentary that was historically inaccurate. And I'll come to that later. But first, let me read what this Egyptian lawyer said. Because, I mean, you know, this is the first time I'm seeing something like this happen. And I know I've seen some people on YouTube say, you know, they give this man props for suing Netflix, but they just don't think it will go through. I don't know. A lot of people don't understand what this lawsuit entails. So before we go ahead, let me just pull it up. Okay. This is one thing I hate about these little pop-up videos that come on these news stations. Okay. So, this is from Newsweek. So, it says an Egyptian lawyer on Sunday filed a lawsuit over Netflix's upcoming Queen Cleopatra, accusing the streaming service of erasing the Egyptian identity for depicting the ruler as a black woman. Mohammed al-Samari submitted the legal complaint with Egypt's public prosecutor following the recent release of a trailer for the docudrama series, which premieres May 10th. His filing not only requested legal action be taken against the makers of the show, but for Netflix to be shut down in Egypt. Most of what Netflix program displays do not conform to Islamic and societal values and principles, especially Egyptian ones, Mohammed al-Samari said in his complaint, according to the Egypt Independent. Adele James, a British actress who is of mixed race, stars as the queen in the upcoming Netflix production. Jada Pinkett Smith serves as executive producer of the series, and she is quoted in promotional material from Netflix as saying, "We don't often get to see or hear stories about black queens, and that was really important to me, as well as for my daughter and just for my community to be able to know those stories because there are tons of them." However, many historians and experts in ancient Egypt disagree with Pinkett Smith, instead saying Cleopatra was of Macedonian heritage and likely fair-skinned, but not everyone shares this view. Other scholars have argued that the monarch may have had additional ancestries and her complexion may not have been fair. Officially named Cleopatra the seventh, the monarch ruled during the Ptolemaic Kingdom of Egypt from 51 to 30 BC. Cleopatra's statue and popular culture grew thanks to Hollywood features, which often has the queen being portrayed by white actresses such as Elizabeth Taylor and Vivian Leigh. More recently, the debate about Cleopatra's appearance once again flared up in 2020 when Israeli actress Gal Gadot was cast as the ruler for an upcoming project. When asked about Cleopatra in regards to the upcoming Netflix series, Catherine Bard, professor of archaeology and classical studies at Boston University, told Newsweek that we don't know what color Cleopatra's skin was unless her mummy is found, which is unlikely, and DNA can be analyzed from it, we will never know. Her father was a Ptolemy of Macedonian descent, but is less certain who her mother was, but even a so-called docudrama is bound to fictionalize much of her life for entertainment's sake, Bard said. So, oh wait, there's more. The filing by al-Samari reportedly does not delve into such intricacies, but instead claims that Netflix is damaging Egypt's history. According to the BBC, al-Samari's complaint accuses Netflix of trying to promote the Afrocentric thinking, which includes slogans and writings aimed at distorting and erasing the Egyptian identity. Meanwhile, James has been subject to criticism on social media for her casting, which has included messages that contain racist epithets. She responded to these remarks by tweeting, "She will block accounts that use hate speech while defending her role. If you don't like the casting, don't watch the show, or do, and engage an expert opinion different to yours. Either way, I'm gassed and will continue to be," she wrote. So, that's the crux of the drama. Now, I went to her Twitter where she wrote that, and I'ma just be honest, most of the comments I'm seeing are from people of Greek and Egyptian heritage, you know, just disagreeing with her playing this character. I only saw two tweets that had racist language in them, and those were the tweets she highlighted. Everyone else didn't use racist language. They were just giving their opinion about why they disagreed with her playing this role. I've also seen a lot of Egyptian celebrities and scholars, even as young as 17, giving their reasoning why they're against it. And let me go to it. This one girl really broke down why she was against this. So she wrote why Netflix new Cleopatra documentary is problematic. Starting off, this documentary promotes Afrocentrism, which is an ideology that supports African Americans being the original Egyptians. Why is this dangerous? Afrocentrists promote the idea of return to Egypt and kicking out us Egyptians because we stole their history and culture. Afrocentrists claim that pharaohs and ancient Egyptians, claim that Afros and ancient Egyptians were fully black and we Egyptians stole their identities. Then she has illustrations of popular, and I've seen some of these illustrations before, of basically black people dressed up as Egyptians. And then she put Egyptian hieroglyphics underneath it, and it says this is what we actually look like. And there's the famous bust of Nefertiti, a drawing of Isis, etc. And then she put this is what we currently look like, and she has pictures of popular Egyptian models and actors. Then she wrote, Egyptians come in all different shades. We do not look the same, but our DNA traces back to our ancestors in Egypt. So the vast majority are ethnically Egyptian. If not, then they are Arabs whose DNA traces back to Saudi Arabia, post-Islamic Egypt. Afrocentrism also promotes the idea that we are descendants of colonizers, which is not only a downright lie, but also hugely disrespectful towards Egyptians and very dismissive of our struggle and suffering under the hands of different colonizers. Okay. Now, that whole thread has 18,000 likes. I repeat, 18,000 likes. So, before we go ahead, let me just drink from my tea. Because, you know, it's a lot to say about this, and I'm going to try to condense it. And before I begin, I just want to say this. What I'm about to say is my own opinion, and some of it can be backed up by facts, and some people might not like my opinion. But you know what? Like I always said, this is my podcast, and you know, I've started this podcast to give my own thoughts about stuff. So this whole drama has shown me that a lot of people, especially, and I hate to say this, a lot of Americans, especially a lot of white and black Americans, do not understand the differences between nationality, ethnicity, and race. They don't. Was Cleopatra African? Yes. Was she black? Technically, no. Okay, you know, growing up, I've never thought Cleopatra was black. And most because I read books and stuff. And, you know, I've always known Cleopatra's father was a Greek man, Ptolemy. Literally, if you look at the history of Egypt, there are three distinct sections of ancient Egyptian culture. The later part of ancient Egyptian culture is when Alexander the Great and the Greek Macedonian warriors went into Egypt and invaded it and colonized it. And you know, the Greeks for the most part was ruling Egypt. Cleopatra's father is a descendant of one of Alexander's generals. Cleopatra did not speak the the Egyptian language. She spoke the Greek language. She grew up in a Greek household. She worshiped the Greek gods. She didn't worship the Egyptian gods. She worshiped the Greek gods. That's why when she went to Rome and was fucking on Mark Anthony and Julius Caesar, she could adapt to their ways because she understood that culture. I do agree somewhat with what that young lady was saying, that there is this belief that all of the ancient Egyptians were, you know, black people, and that's just not true. In the 5th dynasty, the Kush rulers of Egypt, who were basically Nubians, the Nubians who lived below the Egyptians, those people were black. Those people were dark-skinned. Like, they found mummies of those people, and they were clearly dark-skinned people. Those people ruled Egypt for a time being, and they were black. However, you know, not every Egyptian is black. Back then and even today. I went to high school with some people who were Egypt, and yes, they were technically African, but if you ask them what race they were, they would always say Arab. So I think, you know, a lot of people, particularly in America, do not understand nationality, ethnicity, culture, and race. They don't. Another thing that I found very interesting, and I said this last time when I did that blackwashing video discussing Anne Boleyn, is that there seems to be this obsession, and again, I'm noticing, even though Jada Pinkett Smith is the one who produced this series, you know, the lady who directed it is from Iran. You know, she's Persian. And, you know, I'm noticing a lot of these non-black people, particularly women who are non-black, seem to have this thing of casting dark-skinned women to play historical figures who end up dying horrible deaths. You know, I talked about Jodie Turner Smith playing Anne Boleyn, who was beheaded in real life and in that miniseries. Now you have this medium brown skinned woman, even though she's mixed race, she's still medium brown, you know, cast as Cleopatra, who kills herself at the end. That's how Cleopatra dies. She commits suicide. You know, that's just a very interesting thing that I'm noticing. Another thing that I'm noticing is Jada Pinkett Smith. I think she did dig herself into a hole with this by claiming it's a documentary, because, you know, when you watch the trailer, it's clearly not a documentary. You know, they're going to have experts giving their opinions, and then you're going to see scenes acted out. You know, that's not really a documentary. She should have said it's a docu-series, but documentary, when, you know, there's more people's opinions rather than facts, you know, that is problematic. And I think that opened the door for this lawsuit to come in. You know, when I watched that trailer, you know, one thing that really stuck out to me was when that lady said that Julius Caesar was trying to be the king to Cleopatra's queen, and that's just not true. Okay, this myth of a great love affair between Julius Caesar and Cleopatra, that is nothing but myth. Okay, it's documents written in both Egypt and Rome of their relationship. Okay, Cleopatra was using him just like he was using her. And back then, if you were a woman, or hell, even a man, you know, the biggest way to make a deal is to get in the sheets. And that's what happened. Yes, they did have a son together, and yes, they both acknowledged that son, but as far as this great love affair goes, that just didn't happen. Julius Caesar was never wanted to become king of Egypt, and Cleopatra never wanted to become queen of Rome. You know, if you look at the state of Egypt at that time, Egypt was in turmoil. Okay, Egypt was being attacked on all sides, and she needed an ally. And so, you know, She slept with Julius Caesar to get what she wanted. Another thing that stuck out to me was that, you know, again, if you watch the trailer, it's the old woman who says, you know, that her grandmother always told her she doesn't care what no one in history says, Cleopatra was black. And, you know, from all the reaction videos I've seen on YouTube, that part right there is what really got people really upset. I mean, it's even some Africans who are upset about that. Because one thing I can say about actual Africans, people who are born in Africa, they do know the history of Africa better than, you know, Black Americans in America. And I'm saying that as a Black American myself. Because, the truth of the matter is, you know, Cleopatra wasn't black. Yes, a lot of people don't really know who her mother was, but the Ptolemies practiced incest. Literally, Cleopatra married two of her brothers and had both of them killed for various reasons. But you know, the Ptolemy clan dynasty, they married each other. They met brother and sister, aunt and nephew, all of the other stuff, married each other. So, you know, Cleopatra's father is a white man. I doubt he would have a kid with a black woman. You know, there are Roman statues of Cleopatra. And I'm sorry, she doesn't have black features. Even the frescoes and even some of the Roman language about how she's described as having oily skin. She was a short woman. She had a big breast, a tiny waist, a long nose, and long hair. Okay, so you have this medium brown woman that's somewhat skinny with curly hair in this show. You know, I can see why, you know, that's not historically accurate. Hold on, let me drink my tea again, y'all. I'm not sure how this lawsuit is gonna go, because again, I've never seen a lawsuit like that. But the Egyptian government is very religious, and you know, they very biased towards female things, especially that don't promote Islam. You know, even though, you know, Cleopatra was never a Muslim, and the Muslim religion wasn't even in Egypt when she was alive. You know, but the Egyptian government is very strict on that. So, you know, him trying to get Netflix kicked out of Egypt, this lawyer might succeed in that. And hell, I've even seen a bunch of Egyptians, you know, delete Netflix off their accounts. I've seen Greek people delete Netflix off their accounts as well, because they claim Netflix is disrespecting the Greek culture. So that lawsuit might go through. Now, as far as him trying to bring, you know, punishment against Jada Pinkett and stuff, I don't think that's going to work, because Jada Pinkett is an American citizen. She's not a citizen of Egypt. But, you know, this is just another example of what I talked about with blackwashing and how much drama this stuff has been causing. And again, like I said in my last video, it seems like a lot of people are scared to touch actual black African people in history. Okay, how many times have we seen Cleopatra depicted in movies and TV shows? You know, how many times have we seen ancient Egypt depicted and stuff? Okay, ancient Egypt is not the be-all of Africa. Like, there are millions of stories in Africa. Jada Pinkett claiming that, you know, we don't see stories about black queens. We don't. And therefore, you should have done a story about a black queen that a lot of people didn't know. Again, I feel like a lot of these people are scared to touch anything that's distinctly black African for whatever reason. And so, you know, they grapple on to certain other cultures and stuff that they know are controversial. And sometimes I think they do it for publicity. But also I think there's an inherent bias as well. You know, now would people watch this TV show? I don't know. You know, that Anne Boleyn, a lot of people didn't watch it. It got panned. It flopped massively. Even the girl, Jodie Turner Smith, doesn't even talk about it no more. And actually, I haven't even seen her in nothing really since then. So I think doing that kind of ruined her career. Now, this Adele James is a very up-and-coming actress. So I don't know. Hopefully, this doesn't ruin her career. Because again, the backlash that I'm seeing to this is massive. But you know what? I really do think this is the beginning of a global conversation about race, ethnicity, and historical depictions in movies and TV shows. Because if this lawsuit goes forward and Netflix and the Egyptian government bans Netflix from their country, that will open up the door for other people in other countries to do the same thing if they do not like how a person from their country is portrayed in a movie or TV show. And when that happens, you know your boy D will come back and give you that piping hot tea. So on that note, hope everyone has a blessed day, and I'll come back with another podcast episode later.